And for the Tornadoes, they lead 34-0, 11-17 left here in the fourth quarter. And what will be a big fourth down conversion for the Eagles. The Eagles have ran to this all night. They drive down all the way, get some really, really good field position, and all of a sudden their drive just stalls.
And on a fourth and seven, you don't have a ton of options.
No, especially with the way that this is, the way that the game has been playing out, right? If I'm Taylorville, I really just need to play back a little bit. Don't allow the big play, and
right.
I don't care if you get 5 yards because you're still not gonna get the first down.
Right.
So let's see what they do here. Fourth and seven, 11-17. Everybody back out onto the field. Civic trying to get down to the 3-yard line. Fourth quarter. Pining in motion. Now looking to throw. Rolls out to his left-hand side. Got plenty of time. Posts it to the left. Up in the air. Flipped. And once again, as we've seen all year, ball just happens to fall right into the hands of Civic after the ball is tipped up in the air, and a touchdown for the Eagles.
Hey, you pitched a shutout through three quarters. Fantastic job.
And a lucky touchdown.
Sometimes it's just a matter of positioning, too. He was in the right spot for that ball to come off the defender.
Rolled off to his left-hand side. The ball was just tipped up in the air and just happened to fall. Extra point. And go for two. Man in motion again. Pining. Now takes a couple steps back. Throws it close and caught. And touched. Our extra point is good. That was Fontanado with the extra point. Two-point conversion. It'll be 34-8. But no harm, no foul, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you are sitting, that is a lot of football to play. And for Taylorville, you've been moving the ball fairly well tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you just need another score to really put it away. And even then, you might still walk away with a win.
All right, so let's